This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. We've got a special guest in the studio today. We are speaking to Michael Kim, who is from the Korea Foundation for International Culture Exchange. How are you going, Michael?
Good, thanks.
We see you on Facebook a lot, commenting on lots of interesting Korean news and news on K-pop and all sorts of things. It sounds like a bit of a passion to you.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's been a while since, I've been into the industry then.
Yeah. So, you grew up in Korea. You are Korean?
Yes, I'm Korean, but became Australian.
So. Ah, congratulations. So, you became a citizen?
Yep.
When was that, Michael?
2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Yep.
Fantastic. And how did that feel? Because it's a pretty special night when people go along to finally get their citizenship certificate, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing much difference, but yeah, very weird.
Yeah. And it's because my partner's from Malaysia, and I remember going in to see that event as well, and just seeing lots of different people from lots of different backgrounds finally getting a chance to have that recognition of how much they love Australia and being a citizen. It's a really good feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, can you tell us a little bit maybe about where you grew up in Korea? Because, you know, everyone loves Korea. They want to hear Korean stories.
Yeah. I grew up in Gangnam, which is Gangnam style.
Yep.
Around. So, I just live around there. Like, then Gangnam style came out.
And then you got out.
Yeah.
It's a very nice area, though. I think in Melbourne, we'd probably compare it to somewhere like Toorak or South Melbourne, South Yarra. It's a very beautiful place, and all the fancy people are there, and the fancy cafes are there.
Yep,
it's a good spot. Why did you leave?
I love Australia. Back then,
Why Australia? That you've got so many places in the world that you could have moved to?
Because my auntie was here, so I been to Australia back in 1999.
Okay.
Stayed for a year, then came back after 4 years.
So what were the things that you liked on that trip? Was it the beaches? Was it the food, the people?
Yeah, people and more comfortable, so relaxing.
Yeah. Be a bit more relaxed, a bit more laid back.
Yep.
Okay. So you moved to Sydney in 2004.
Yep.
Great. And you did further study here.
Yep, I did uni here.
So. And what were you studying at uni?
I did study arts and social science.
Okay.
Yep.
Ah, and you, at that point, did you intend to go back to Korea, or were you hoping to stay?
Hop and hop.
Yeah, not sure. Take it, whatever happens.
Yep.
Okay. And so, how long have you been? So, your title is actually the Chief Correspondent in Australia. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. For the Korean Foundation for Independent Culture Exchange.
International.
My apologies.
Yeah.
So, can you tell us a little bit about what that organization's about?
KOPIS is mainly interested in Hallyu Korean Wave in Korean Wave overseas.
Yeah.
So, we monitor on how events are going on. So, we do the research, then we send out all the reports to Korean government, entertainment companies, and all the industry people. So,
Okay. So, the Korean government oversees the actual organization and the programs?
Not Korean government, but that's
the South Korean government, so we're clear.
Yeah, more independent, research body funded by Korean government.
Okay, cool. Because it's no secret that the South Korean government have put a lot of time and resources and energy and even finances into, the Hallyu Wave to promote Korean culture, right?
Yep.
So, they want to make sure that it's working.
Yes.
And is it working?
bit by bit, but Australia is just first stage at the moment.
Yeah.
Just people who loves Korean music, just all the fans, but not real Australians like the music yet.
Yeah. Do you think it's a hard thing to introduce people from different cultures to Korean culture?
Most of people I interviewed before said that they were introduced by their friends.
Mm.
That's more likely to be happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it seems to be working because once you get a taste for K-pop, it's hard to go back, isn't it?
Yeah. Likewise, if Korean restaurant, for example, like Australians just have a go with their friends first.
Mm.
Then they go back again and again.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think it's been a very good, an instrumental way of getting people to get excited about Korean music and entertainers, and then maybe thinking about possibly traveling to Korea to learn more about the different cultural aspects. And I think a lot of people do that. They get into K-pop, and then they want to take that trip to Korea and maybe not just check out the palaces and things like that, but even perhaps go there to learn and to study for a while, which is pretty exciting.
Yep.
Great. So what brings you to Melbourne this time around?
This time around is Asian Pop Festival.
Yes.
Will be held tomorrow. And one of the cast actually came from Korea.
Yes. A very popular lady.
Yep. A-Li. My company actually brought her to Perth in 2013.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
Yeah, I got the connection.
So she was incredibly popular then, wasn't she? That was when she was quite almost new on the scene and having so much success with awards and fantastic.
Yep.
And that event obviously went well. That was, I think, Perth's first experience of a K-pop performance, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So did you get a chance to interview A-Li on Friday?
Maybe, but
or at least a selfie.
Not sure at the moment, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Michael, I hope that in future, anytime you've got something that you'd like to share about what your organization's working on, that you let us know and maybe we can have a chat about it again.
Yes.
And is there a way that people can find out about the organization?
Just visit www.kofice.or.kr.
So not .org, .or.kr.
Yeah.
Excellent. Michael, thank you for joining us on Asian Pop Radio today.
All right.
Nice to meet you finally.
All right. Thanks.
Follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Sorry, on facebook.com/ Asian Pop Radio, and make sure you see us first.
Yes.
Because boy, do we have something to give to you.
Lots to see and do.
Doo-doo, haha, poop jokes, number one.
Yeah. You can download our app via the App Store on iOS and Android.
Yes, you can.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Asian Pop Radio.
Yep.
Remember to subscribe.
Yes.
Click.